Sarah's made tshuva. No. The title of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Lamed. Aseres Shemei Tshuva, Shema Moreh Aleihem. Their name indicates what they are. Shem Yuchodim L'Tshuva. It's embedded in the Zman of the year that they lend themselves to Tshuva more. Obviously, you'll say, well, of course, because you have Rosh Hashanah and then you have Yom Kippur, so obviously, and that's true to a certain degree, but really, the 10 days include Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And the Gemara learns out from Psukim that there's a propitious time of the year which lends itself more to tshuva, and the Gemara says these are Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and that includes Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So it's 10 days. B'chol Adam L'chuyev Oz Lo Shuv Tshuva Shleima Lifnei Hashem Yisbarach Shmo. This is like a shtickle chiddush. Tshuva is really an obligation every day. And it's not even so clear what the obligation to do tshuva is. The Meshech Chochma points out in the Sefer Chumash, like you're never allowed to do an Aveira. So like, do tshuva, of course you have to stop doing the Aveira, start doing things correctly. Like, what are you calling it tshuva for and making it into a whole thing? You have to do tshuva. You anyway have to stop doing the Aveira and start doing mitzvahs. All right, that's an interesting philosophical question of the Rasumeach, the Meshech Chachma. But here, not only once we accept the fact that you mechuyev to do tshuva, so you'll say, okay, but you mechuyev to do tshuva every day of the year. It's true. But apparently, there's a special chiyuv, more of a chiyuv, a more intense chiyuv, a more focused chiyuv, a more specific chiyuv to do tshuva and aseres yemei tshuva. And that's linked to the fact that it's a time that's more propitious for tshuva. So in other words, you have to take advantage of the situation. You're not supposed to squander the opportunity. So he uses a very strong lashon. B'chuyivos lashon b'tshuva. Shleima l'fnei Hashem. Kodem bo ha-yom ha-godol v'anora yom ha-kippurim. You know, people try to do tshuva on yom ha-kippurim. It's very hard. It's like too late. Search for Hashem when he can be found. You have to sit, like I said on Shabbos, you have to think about it. You have to sit and think about your actions. And to refrain, don't go travel in your path of doing a virus. Now he says an interesting psychological insight. The suffix avera, vados. If I, let's say, ate something with a questionable hechsher, it's okay, but maybe it's kosher. Who says I didn't avera? But you're not supposed to eat something with a questionable hechsher. When you woke up late and you're not sure if you made Zman Kriya Shema. Okay, maybe I did. No, so the psychological insight is that a Safek Aveira is much harder to do tshuva for, and it requires much more intense tshuva than a Vade Aveira, because, you know, because you tend to rationalize and say, probably it's okay. I probably didn't do anything wrong. And that's not good, because you're not allowed to put yourself in such situations. So it's harder to do tshuva for Safek Aveira than it is for Vade Aveira. Balachain, and a manifestation of that, is that a korban that you bring for a Safek Aveira, the korban Asham Toloi, costs more than a korban Chatos, which you bring for doing an Aveira. Okay? So if you see the Torah made the person bringing an Asham Toloi. Asham Toloi means, again, he's not sure if he did certain Averis. So you see, he has to bring a carbon that costs a certain amount of money, while the Chatos does not. So you see this yourself. His degree of Charata, his determination never to do it again, is that much lessened by a Suffolk, because he figures, it's probably okay. life. Rosh is the Ben Schlicht. It's right on the borderline of Shkia. Yeah, it's very bad. Very bad, I mean, you have to avoid and make sure that doesn't happen. You say, it's probably okay. So that's not good. That's what he's saying. Yarbe Torah of Mitzvah Sutstaka. This is again going back to Asher Shmei Tshuva. You should learn more. The Mitzvah Sutstaka, you should realize you have a looming Yom HaDin in front of you. Because of Rabbeinu Moshe, the might Basaka, if he wants you to work less, go try telling that to someone. Because of Rabbeinu Moshe, Kardovos, Zuchon of Levracha, Shiro Melech and Chalamoid. Really, in terms of going to work, if you look like Chalamoid, there should be waves and waves of people taking off, not going to work, and they're doing tshuva, they're making cheshbon hanefesh, and thinking about their lives. So he asks about the melachos hachrechias, what he has to. Okay, the yaitz and sarkozim was talking to one shemino ben chavero, shemalei men kapora, at shiachzus hagezo besoshek v'yifaisa shiyim cholo. That's the most important, the shemino ben chavero. It has to be moichli. Sibbeis is it's a worthy minig to take on chumris, and I say to make sure that you don't do a whole year, even though you know you don't do it a whole year. Hashem knows you don't do it a whole year. Your wife knows you don't do it a whole year. Still, there's an inyan to take it on, but showing Hashem that your heart's in the right place, whether it's pasakum, paspalter, or chalom Yisrael, the people who maybe not back for the whole year. So they're back from the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. It's not an absolute chiyuv, it's a hanhoga tova. The Bichas HaMozon, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Nogin Lo Maharach Mani Yechadish Aleinu Shashona Azuz, the Tova of the Bracha, Kamo Barash Hashona. All 10 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you're saying that Harachma. Harachma Mani Yechadish Aleinu. Okay. You say it every day in Avinu Malkeinu also. Avinu Malkeinu, right? Chadish Aleinu, Shana Tova. Okay. What? I say it.